What are you for Shabbos?
I'm here.
Okay. So today's the beginning of the Nuzman, so we'll sing the Niggun, and then we'll do a little piece from Pesach that I said over Yontif, and then we'll do Chumash. Then we'll daven Mincha. And then and this Sunday we have regular Shir Kibud Av Aim, right? We haven't done that in a long time. And then Monday we start Kedushin again. So I hope to see you all at the okay. I hope you all had a good Yontif from far and from near. And it's good to see you all. I miss you all. Novinu Avrahamo Amelachem Rachem Aleinu Tisev Elibeinu Vino Leharinu Leaskil Avinu Avrahamon Amelachem Rachem Aleinu Salmo Torasecha V'yavo Lishma Chua Lilmad Lelameit Lishma V'lasos Lekayim Eskol Divrei Salmo Torasecha V'yavo Ve'ha'ereinenu besarasecha Ve'davek liveinu emitzvasecha Ve'yochel livaveinu So this year, which is called Chag HaPesach Yitzolus Bechina Ketris Neged Amalek, I gave over Yontif on the second night of Yontif in the Aguda of Beis Minyamin in Flatbush of Rav Leaf. So I made a packet, so we'll say it over. And since not everyone's here today, I didn't want to start the Kedushin Shir till Monday, Bez Hashem. The Mishnah says, "Barishona haya lulav nital b'mikta shiva." In other words, we know the din is that you, the mitzvah of lulav, is only one day. Lekachtel lachem b'yom harishon. Only in the Beis Hamikdash, it was all 7 days. But outside the Beis Hamikdash, only one day. So. Barishona yolul of nitol b'mikdash shiva u'vedina yom echad. Mishachara beis hamikdash. When the beis hamikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shelul of nitol b'medina shiva zechel hamikdash. So Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that we should take the lulav all 7 days, which we do, as a zecher lemikdash. Zecher lemikdash. Because that's what they did in the mikdash. So really, this man is there, we should only be taking the lulav one day. Zecher lemikdash. V'sheyeh yom ha'neif kulo oser. So what is Yom HaNeif? Yom HaNeif is the second day of Pesach. It's called the Yom HaNeif, because it's the day that the Omer, the Korban Omer, was brought, the Tnufas HaOmer, was waved. That was the second day of Pesach. So what does it mean, Yom HaNeif Kula Osir? So we know the halacha is like this. If you have Chadash, that means the new produce. What does it mean, new? Anything that took root after the second day of Pesach from last year is Chodesh, and you're not allowed to eat it. The question, you know, Chutz Laretz, Shal Goyim, some, you know, more Mekel, but the Iger Din of Chodesh, say, in Eretz Yisrael, certainly is that you can't eat Chodesh until the second day of Pesach, and that's when the Korban Omer is brought. Right? That's when we start counting Sfira. Right, the second night, which is leads into the second day. Anything from last year's? Yeah, in other words, anything that took root, say, the third day of Pesach, the fourth day, throughout the whole year, until next Pesach, you can't eat. And so people are makpin a chodesh, so that means the things that took root from last year's Pesach, from the second day of last year, throughout the whole year, is usher till this Pesach. Then once the Korban Omer is brought, now it's mutter. The Korban Omer matir is the Chodesh. But what if there's no Korbanos, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Korban Omer, so what do? So then the halacha is that the Etzem Hayom is what? Is matir. Well, it was once the day comes, bright and early, second day in the morning, Heir HaMizrach, it's mutter. So what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? He made a takana. She Yom HaNeif Kula Oser. That the whole second day, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, the whole second day of Pesach you can't eat till the night. Now, why do you do that? L'chora, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, so a Korban Omer. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, the morning is matir. The coming of the day is matir. So why did he answer it? What was it? He made this chumrah. Why? So says the Gemara. The first one in line is my timer. You see, it says mem test, my timer. Mehera yibana Beis HaMikdash v'yomer eshtakad v'uchal b'heir mizrach hashanami nechol. Because you know how people always do. You always think, what did we do last year? What did we do last year? So, say, if we're going to eat now, in the morning, right? So it could be this year, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, right? Now, if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, so when do you eat? You can only eat when the Korban Omer is brought, sometime in the middle of the day. Right? But people are going to think, hey, what did we do last year? And they're going to say, last year we woke up early, and we davened, and then right away we ate in the morning. But they're not going to realize that, yeah, because last year there was no Beis HaMikdash, so it was mutter in the morning. This year, what? There's a Beis HaMikdash, so you have to wait. 1 second. So the other question is, so why do you have to ask it the whole day? Why don't you just say, okay, so wait till after the afternoon, something like that. My time, Mehri, you brought a Beis HaMikdash, Yomu Eshtakad Milochano Beheir Mizrach, Hashanam Nechol. Vino Loyadi, the Eshtakad will have a Beis HaMikdash, Heir Mizrach here. Hashet the Iker Beis HaMikdash, Omer Mater. But now there's a Beis HaMikdash, So then the Gemara says, the Ivni Amos. Elam the Ivni Vishitzar. See, if it got built on the 16th, so that means once the morning came, it wasn't there yet. I mean, Rashi explains the third base of Mikdash is going to come prefab Min HaShemayim. So if it was built in the middle of the day on the 16th, you already have the heter of the morning. So it was built on the 15th. Min HaShemayim. So then the Gemara says, Mechatzos Hayom Ulaholot Tishri. So then if the base of Mikdash came down on the 15th, so what are we afraid that if we're going to let them eat earlier, then they're going to make a mistake? Because last year they ate early in the morning, so let them at least eat in the afternoon. Because even if it would be built on the 15th, the Omer would be brought on the 16th, at least by the afternoon. No, so the Gemara says, no, it was built Motzai 15. So if it was built Motzai 15, so then you're not going to be able to bring the Korban Omer till later in the day. Because you didn't know it was going to be built till the night. See, so it takes time to get everything together. So Mamela, if we let you eat in the morning, or even from Chatzos, at any given year, the year that the Beis HaMikdash, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built now, and then we'll recollect what we did last year, and last year we ate in the morning, or in the afternoon, and this year we're not allowed to, because now we have to wait for the Omer to be brought, and the Omer can't be brought till later in the day, because if it would have been built a week ago, then we would have already prepared the stuff for the Omer, then we can bring the Omer, you know, earlier. But now, alert, Beis HaMikdash just reappeared. So that's the Gemara. So the big question that's asked is why, like the Berach Moshe asks, isn't this a milsa de lo shchicha? Like all of a sudden, we have to make a takana drabanan that you can't eat a chadash on the second day because maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to reappear all of a sudden on the 15th, or the Motzai 15th. I mean, okay, we help with the kolbs every day, but it's not so common that it just it's going to come, you know, with such a chashash that it's going to, that's the kasha. Who asked this kasha? A lot of people ask this kasha. So the Maaseh Rokeach answers it based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin on page 5. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Chof Amid Beis. Tanya Reb Yossi Omer Sholosh Mitzvos Nitzavu Yisrael Mechnisosim La'aretz. That Klal Yisrael was Nitzavu 3 mitzvos. L'amid Lahem Melech, L'hachri Zara Shal Amalek, the Livnos Beis HaBechira. And the Gemara explains in that order. 3 things. First we have to make a Melech, then we have to destroy Amalek, and then we have to build the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Maaseh Rokeach, take a look on page 7, last paragraph. The Nirlani has died to the Yashiv Hektim, the Isavi Gemara. Shlosh mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael mitnosim lark. Habi lehelchach Yisrael kshalomal. Zel ha-seder shlem. Chila melech. Then ha-chras zar shalomalik. Bin yibes ha-mikdash. Isa bezoar. So he quotes the Zohar in Parshas Pinchas. La-osid lovo yeb milchemes Hashem ba-molik. Tehainu saro shal edom keidu b'yudal ad-nisa. The destruction of a molik is going to be zeh remez v'pas ki yad. Hainu yudal ad-nisa. Yad al-kes ka. So the Milchama of Amalek is going to be when? Yudal Nisan. So what comes after the Milchama of Amalek? Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So since Yudal Nisan is the time of Kiyar Al Kes Ka, Yad Yudal is the remnants of Yudal Nisan, that's going to be on Erev Pesach that represents the, when we do, you know, we destroy the Chametz. You know, it's Yudal is the Zman of Biur, destruction. So Memela, the earliest possible time that the Beis HaMikdash could be built is the next day, Tezvav. So that's why we're Choshish already on Tezvav that that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Well, now Tezvav also. So Tezvav and Tezayin. Now we know the Magen Avraham says on page 4 that Yesh Lasos B'Yom Sheni B'Suda Eza Dover L'Sudas Esther Shebayom Hu Nitla Haman, that on the second day of the Suda, on the second day of Pesach, some have a minute to give an extra piece of food as a commemoration of the Suda's Esther. That was the day that Haman was hung. So I wanted to say like this. There's a famous Vilna Gaon on page 10 in Mishlei, in the Magen Avraham. You see it? Do you have a packet? You see on page 4. See? So says the Gra, Chanoch l'nar al pi darko, gam ki yaskin lo yosu mimena. So the Vilna Gaon says like this, Chanoch l'nar kshehu od nar, v'az gam ki yaskin lo yosu mimena, inni ki odom I efshar lo lishbor darko. Page 11. Kolomar mazolo. You can't change. Certain things are innate to the person's makeup, to the person's chemistry, and you can't change it. So he gives you a couple of examples. So one is the Gemara here on page 9 in Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Hayman de Madim Hegvar Oshidoma. That if you're in a certain mazel, you know, the different mazolos, different constellations. So there was one mazel madim, and if you were born under that mazel of that constellation of the stars, that's Lashon Edom, that you're going to be a shofech dam. So you can't change that. So what do you do? Iumna iganva itapcha imola. So you can focus it in a good way. It can be a shochet, a moel, a thing like that. But it's going to be innate in his nature. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. You have to mechanic somebody up his nature. Because you're going to try to change his nature, it's not going to work. He'll snap back. So at least direct it in something positive. Oh, so Rav Yonatan Eifshit says that's pshat in the pasuk here, take a look on page 14 in Yaris Dvash. So the Yaris Dvash says on page 14, the second first column, second paragraph, V'nir Yadu B'Midrash Barashi Ruki Rav Neged Penechem Kochav Shaldam Hayah Neged Yisrael Bamidbar. He says there's a Kochav that's going to, and what does that mean? So he says that's the Mazel of Madim, and that's Esav has that Mazel, so they're Shofech Dam. So the only way that we could fight against Esav, Amalek, and all these things is if what? If we use that in a proper way, like we said before. He says, we look at the bottom paragraph on page 14. They didn't do Mila in the Midbar. Because the wind and it was dangerous. They couldn't do Mila in the Midbar. They didn't do Shechita in the Midbar. So there was a problem. How are they going to fight Amalek? That's why Ra Keneged Penechem. Because they could only fight Amalek if they could use the koyach of Amalek. Latova, that's the way they could fight. So he says that's why Yeshua was the one to fight Amalek. What does the pasuk say? B'shalach vayachalosh Yeshua as Amalek, not Moshe, because Moshe was nolad mohol, so he didn't have that schus of mila. It's only Yeshua, and that's what he explains the pasuk in Mizmor Samach Lamertzecha Ol Shoshan Michtel Udovid Lamed Lachatzosa as Naram Naraim Saram Sova. That Michtam Ludovid Makoso Tam, that David couldn't fight against Amalek either, because he was no Lad Mahal. So Yeshua fights against Amalek, because Yeshua was the first one to have the Midah of able to what? To take that Midah of Madim and use it l'tov. So I thought maybe that's the pshat, that by Lel Seder, what do we have? Two mitzvahs, Pesach and Mila. Because we this way we're able to take that Mila. Pesach and Mila are both Shvichas Dam. Right? They both have Shvichas Dam. So, and this is the time that we're fighting Amalek at Yidalit. So that's why the Korban Pesach is Yidalit. And that's why you need the mila for the Korban Pesach. So that's the Milchama Keneged Amalek with the Pesach and the mila. So then I wanted to say the following, that the significance of the Amalek was hung. Haman was hung on that second day of Pesach. So he says, what's the idea? So he says like this. If you take a look on page 19, the Sefer Mechir Yayin from the Ramah. The Tobel Ozer Shishto V'chol Ovav Yasu Eitz Kavo Hamishim Ama. Right? He said, right, he wanted to make it for Mordechai, and he ended up. So the Mechir Yayin, the Ramah, gives always philosophical pshatim in the Megillah. The Omer Yasu Eitz, says the Ramah here on page 19, Kavo Chamishim Amar Shalom Ki Yaduha Hamram Ki Chamishim Shari Beinah Heim Ba'olam. There are 50 levels of knowledge in the world. Right? So if you... And Memtes Nimsaru L'moshe B'Sinai, So in the Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef, he says what Haman wanted to do to Mordechai was that he should go to the 50th level right away. In other words, the idea is you want to progress in life, so you have to go step by step by step. If you go right to the top right away, you fall down. Yasa Eitz. So that's how the Toldos explains it on page 21. Take a look on page 22. So even in the course of Ramah B'Sefer Mechir Yayin, Shekavodas Haman V'Yetzahara Yasu Eitz Kavo Chamishim Ama Rotsoloma Sheyale Mordechai B'Madrege El Yona Sheal Yidei Ze Ye Sibas Nefilosa. Because ki ribu Hashem gorm kiboy hapsila. If you do too much at one time, you fall. If you go step by step, that's the message of the eighth kavo chamishim amah. Okay. Now there's a pasuk in Vayishlach. Several years ago, I was at an offrof, my friend Yona Roswarsky's offrof in Kew Garden Hills, and Rav Yisrael Belsky was there, and he darshened on Parshas Vayishlach. On page 17, he says, "Vayomer Elov Adoro Yedia Ki Hayilodim Rakim Batzon Vaboka Alos Alay Dvokum Yomechad Meisu Kamatzon Yavarna Adoni Fle Avno Vani Esnalo Leiti." He says, Yaakov says to Esav, "You go quickly. You run ahead of us, but we can't go. We and my children, the way I deal with them, we go Leiti means slow step, Laat Laat Nachas." Rashi says. In other words, you can't run. If you run, you skip, you're going to fall. So if you want to run ahead. We got to go slowly. So that's goof for the idea of what the Mechir Yain is saying. That Esav, Haman, they want to say, they're running ahead. But that's going to cause defeat. And I thought that's the pshat. That the second night, when we start counting the sphere, right? And we know on page 16, the famous sheet of the Ba'ag, Val Halachas Gedolos, Shim Hifsik Yom Echad V'lo Sofer Shuv Eino Sofer. Right? The Ba'ag sheet is, if you miss one day, you can't continue. And most Rishonim don't hold from that. But that became the Pesach and Shulchan. Remember last year we spent a lot of time talking about this when we were discussing whether we passing like the Shulchan Aruch, right? We discussed this. So I thought that this is the idea, that we're just finishing the Muhammad with Amalek and Yudalit, and then we're having the Pesach and Mila that's also against Amalek. And now we have to fight against the idea of Amalek, of Esav, that, like Ravelsky said, we go slowly. Anochi esnala le'iti. So that's why we're going to count day, one day, two days. We're not skipping. We're not skipping. Because if you skip, you're not going step by step. And that's the midah of Esav. That's the midah of Amalek. And Anochi esnala le'iti is the midah of Klal Yisrael. So hence we follow the opinion of the Ba'ag. And we go step by step. That's why the Tzidkas HaTzadik, Rav Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin, you know what he said? He said that, I think the first piece in Brachas, that really the Pasuk says in Yishayah lo b'chipazim. You're not supposed to go b'chipazim. Go step by step. Yitzias Mitzrayim had to be b'chipazim because we had to get out, because this was the one opportunity to leave Mitzrayim, or else we would have sunk in the fifth Shari Tumah, and then we couldn't have never left. So we gotta get on that train once it's there. But then once you're on the train, go slow, step by step by step. And that's as opposed to the Hanhaga of Amalek. So Mamel, it all fits in, that the second day of Pesach is the day of Tlias Haman, it's the day of Mechias Amalek, at Yudala. That's why right after Amalek is Midian Beis HaMikdash. That's why they had to make a Tatkana, Mehera Yibana HaMikdash. I'll tell you one more thing. I didn't say over then. It's an important word. So that's the idea. Yisodus b'chinuch ketris k'neged amolek. There's Yisodus and chinuch. The chanuch l'nar val pidarko. You have to do a piyoteva. You just have to channel it in the right way, like what the Gemara said. Like the Gemara says, madim. So you're going to be shvikas dam. So just do it. Channel it in the right way. Moel uman, etc. Oh. So it's interesting. It's interesting that these two things, the fact that we take lulav all 7 days, and the fact that we what? That Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai asked the second day of Pesach is in the same Mishnah. Because these two things have nothing to do with each other. Right? One is about taking lulav for all 7 days, and one is not eating chadash on the second day of Pesach. Why are they put together? So look in Tosus. On page 1. Habe takonos tikin Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, el honach tati tikin yachad. He says these two were put, he was masakin at the same time, Zeichel l'mikdash. But then he has a kasha, the tame of the Menachos. In Masechta Menachos, in Samaches, it mentions what? It mentions the what? Yom Henef. But it doesn't mention Lulav. How come here it mentions Lulav Yom Henef because they were together? So how come in the Mishnah in Menachos, when it mentions Yom Henef, it doesn't mention Lulav? You have a question? That's Tosis Kasha. And you hear the Kasha. So he says a beautiful pshat. Who says it? Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe. You want to hear? Unbelievable pshat. He says, this is a pshat. He says, imagine Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he made a takana, right? That we're going to take lulav all 7 days, right? Zeichel HaMikdash, right? So what do you think the attitude of the people were then? Probably very distraught. because if you know the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built like soon, then you're not going to make a takana zecha l'mikdash, because it's coming back any day. But once you start to make a takana zecha l'mikdash, then the attitude is, yeah, it's not going to be here for a long time, we might forget about it, so let's make a takana so we shouldn't forget about it. So once he started saying, let's start taking lulav all 7 days so we should remember the Beis HaMikdash, the people were probably distraught. So he made another takana of Yom Hanif, and what's the attitude of Yom Hanif? Meheir Yibon HaMikdash. So that gave them chizuk. So you understand? So that takana came because he made the other takana, he wanted to balance things out. So once you say lulav, you have to say Yom Hanif. But the Yom Hanif thing doesn't need lulav. The lulav needs the Yom Hanif, because the lulav made people distraught. So then they brought in the Yom Hanif. But the Yom Hanif didn't need the lulav. So in the Mishnah Menachos doesn't mention lulav, and this Mishnah does. No, because he wanted to, that's Meheira, but then he wanted to do something that was Zecha as well. Okay, so that's so we got the main points for this. We'll take a 2-minute break and then we'll start Chumash.